So I shared something with you guys last week, and it resonated with me. So this will sound familiar. Somebody somewhere is depending on you to do what God has called you to do. Now, I want to add something to this, even if you don't feel like it. I also want to be very careful with this because I don't want us to misconstrue what this is saying, because somebody like me could read this and think, oh my gosh, I need to single-handedly go out and save the world. That's not what I mean by this or what I think this means. So in order that we understand this, I'm going to go straight to the Bible first. Can you turn to Mark 6, verses 30 through 41. The apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and taught. Then Jesus said, "Let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by boat for a quiet place where they could be alone. But many people recognized them and saw them leaving. And people from many towns ran ahead along the shore and got there ahead of them. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat. And he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat." Kind of sounds like they're not feeling like it right now. But Jesus said, "You feed them." "With what?" they asked. "We'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people." "How much bread do you have?" he asked. "Go and find out." They came back and reported, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in the groups of 50 or 100. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. He also divided the fish for everyone to share. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish. A total of 5,000 men and their families were fed from those loaves." The disciples didn't feel like it. So I'm going to read this again. Somebody somewhere is depending on you to do what God has called you to do, even if you don't feel like it. So what has God called us to do? He's called us to love him, follow after him, love one another. He's called us to generosity with our time and our talents. On Wednesdays, I get my kids off to school. I go to school, and I leave class to go directly downtown to help out with a mentoring program for kids. It's called the Downtown Kids Club. Now, these are kids that go to John Muir, and the program is targeted towards kids whose family life isn't the best. Some of these kids, their parents are incarcerated. They've been exposed to domestic violence. Sometimes we don't even know where we're dropping these kids off after the program, and they don't know where they're staying that night. So leaving school, heading straight over there, don't even really have time to eat, to spend time with kids that are my kids' age. I feel like I get my fill of kids all week long. But I go, and the kids, they come, they get a snack, they do a craft, and they get an hour of mentoring one-on-one with all of us. So we can help them with their homework, we can play games. Long story short, it's a great program. Now, honestly, I don't think too much of it, and I know that sounds bad, but hey. Last Sunday, I left here. And I was feeling kind of like, I sent that little message like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't feel like being otherly. I don't feel like, being generous. Well, I'm in Walmart, and I'm shopping for shower curtain liners, and I hear this little voice, and it says, "Excuse me," and I turn around, and it's this little boy, Chance, from the program. And Chance is this little guy. He's really quiet. He's shy. I don't think he's ever said one word to me, paid any attention to me. And the look on his face, he's grinning from ear to ear. And I can tell, his mom's not around, I could tell he probably spotted me and had followed me, you know, and it was probably like, do I say something to her, or, you know. And so I said, hey, Chance, gave him a high five. I made some small talk with him, and he was just so happy to see me in the Walmart, you know. And again, this kid has never said two words to me. So I left that encounter just feeling like, man, we are making a difference with these kids. And I don't feel like going there on Wednesdays to work with kids. But you know what? It was a pretty awesome moment. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, this whole, even if you don't feel like it, what if Rich didn't, what if he bought into that, I don't feel like it? What if Judy bought into that, I don't feel like it, with our snack or any of us? And, you know, look at this table. What if Jesus bought into the I don't feel like it? So with that, I'd like you to join me in the meal.